Likely this is a familiar passage to most of us. And quite likely we've often assumed that maybe it's a parable, and certainly it comes after a string of parables. We've had a few of those parables on Sundays. But this passage really isn't a parable. Jesus is giving us a picture of what the final judgment is going to be like, or at least a part of the final judgment. And at this judgment, Jesus is going to have all the nations gathered before him. Jesus will have come into his glory in the way that we expect him to. He's going to be sitting on his glorious throne at the right hand of God the Father. All the nations are gathered then before him. And these nations he's going to divide into two different groups. There's those who served and helped certain people as they were in need, and those who did not. There's those that are on the right, he refers to as sheep, almost like a sheep would separate sheep from goats. And these are the ones who saw the king, King Jesus, when he was hungry, when he was thirsty, when he was sick, when he was naked and needing clothes to wear, when he was in prison, and they served him. And they saw to him with hospitality. Now often, when we read this passage, our minds are going to go right to what essentially what we call works righteousness. That we're going to see this passage and we're going to understand it as though if I help the needy, then I am a sheep. If I see after and work for the good of people who are in need, then God in the final judgment is going to see my labors and understand that I have done good. Or on the other side, if I don't help those in need, if I don't help the sick, if I don't visit those people who are in jail, then God's going to look at that and he's going to see me as a bad person and I'm going to be a goat. We boil it down to our works, as though our works save us. That's an easy way to read this passage, but it's not the right way. The key to this passage is to understand who the needy are that Jesus is talking about. Who are the people that are hungry, who are sick, who are in need, who are naked and need clothing, who are sick and imprisoned and need visiting. Jesus refers to these people in verse 40. He says, "Whenever you did it for any of my people." In the Greek, Jesus is a little more specific. He says, if you ever did this for any of my brothers or my sisters, then you did it for me. And on the flip side, he tells the goats, if you didn't do any of this for my brothers, for my sisters, then you didn't do it for me. So the question before us today is, who are the brothers of Christ? Who are the sisters of Christ? Earlier in Matthew's gospel, Jesus will eventually, he'll tell a whole crowd of people, whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother, is my sister, is my mother. The brother and sister of Jesus, figuratively speaking, are people who do the will of God. They are people who are disciples. They are believers in Jesus. And as believers in Jesus, we are called to do certain things for God. We're called to love God. We're called to love neighbor. We're also called to go into all the nations and make disciples of all peoples. So what does this look like as far as how this passage goes? And I was trying to think of how to give a good illustration or to describe what it means to serve God's people, what it means to serve the people that Jesus identifies as his brothers and sisters. And as I was doing that, I was also planning for adult Bible study. And in adult Bible study on Sunday mornings, we're going through the book of Acts. And right now, Acts is all about the Apostle Paul, St. Paul. Paul was an amazing figure. He went on multiple missionary journeys shortly after Jesus was crucified and raised. He was converted into Christianity. He is responsible for making Christians and planting churches all over the known world at that time. The spread of Christianity throughout Europe is attributed to Paul's foundation and the things that the Holy Spirit did through Paul. Now, at one point in one of Paul's letters to the church in Corinth, he tells this young church all the struggles that Paul has gone through as a disciple of Jesus, as a person who has done the will of the Father. And he tells them that as a person who has done the will of the Father, he's undergone hunger, he's undergone thirst. As a missionary, he was often a stranger to people in strange lands. He suffered cold and exposure. He was beaten. He was stoned. He was thrown in jail, all because of his obedience to God's command to go and make disciples of all nations. In other words, Paul did the very things that are attributed to being a disciple of Jesus. And as a person doing these things, he underwent all the struggles that Jesus details in this gospel passage about the last judgment. He was the hungry. He was the thirsty. He was the sick. He was the naked. He was the person thrown in jail. Now, as Paul went out through the world proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ, as he brought this message about Jesus and salvation in the name of Jesus, there were times where he was well received. He was supported by those who received him. They fed him. They gave him water. They welcomed him. When Paul was thrown in prison, they went to go visit him and continue to support him. They stayed with him through his trials. Those people who attended to Paul and were hospitable to him, who fed him and gave him water, they did so because they believed his message. They believed the proclamation of the gospel. These people, according to Christ, at the final judgment, would be counted as sheep, as the ones who attended to Jesus. They attended to Jesus as they attended to Paul in accepting the message that he gave them and seeing to it that the message continued in this man. To receive the messenger, to care for the messenger, the one proclaiming and bringing the gospel, was to receive and care for and welcome the one who the gospel is all about, Jesus Christ. Now, there were times, certainly, where Paul wasn't received well, hence the fact that he was arrested, that he was beaten, and that he was stoned. Those who didn't receive and welcome Paul are those who didn't receive, welcome, and accept the message that Paul brought. They are the goats in Christ's story of the Last Judgment. In this passage, where Jesus describes the righteous as sheep and the unrighteous as goats, where he separates and divides the nations into two groups, at the center of this gospel is not a mandate to care for people in need. And I know that's going to sound scandalous to some of us. Now, to be fair, and to be certain, a lot of the rest of the Bible is about that very thing. We are called to love our neighbor, and that does mean giving food to the hungry. It does mean giving drink to the thirsty. It means taking care of the sick. It means giving clothing to those who need it. It means taking care of those who are in prison. A lot of the Bible, in Old and New Testament, talks and commands that very thing. But that is not at the center of this passage. At the center of this passage is the rejection or the reception of the messenger, and therefore the message that is about Jesus Christ. Those who have received the message take care of the messenger through all the messenger's hardships. Those who have rejected the message, which is the gospel, reject the messenger. So what does this mean for us practically? First off, good news, you're doing very good at one of these things. You're taking care of this messenger, this proclaimer of the gospel. Practically, this passage means that we take care of pastors. You're doing a great job, by the way. Very good. Two thumbs up. It also means that we take care of lay ministers, people who also go out and proclaim the gospel and bring the message to Jesus Christ. It means that we aid other ministries as they do this. And this is essentially the foundation of why we have Mission of the Month, right? We support other missions throughout our country, throughout our world, as they go and proclaim the word of God to other people. We are called to support them. This passage is about that. We are also people who are to be praying for other missionaries and missions and those who are proclaiming this. We help take care of other churches as they undergo all sorts of sufferings, whether that's because of natural disaster or whatever. On the third Sundays, when we gather coins and change up as our kids do the noisy offering, that change goes to an organization and to a fund specifically designed to help churches who do go through hardship so that they can continue to proclaim the word of God. This is at the heart of Christ's message, that the message would continue. So may we continue to be obedient to God's word in Christ, and to have faith, and do all we can to serve messengers as we are serving the King. Amen.